Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
On Easter morning, we awoke to some horrific sights and sounds in Sri Lanka. People who had gathered together to celebrate Easter morning, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, themselves had been victims of suicide bombers who were hiding in their midst. These people had been singled out for no other reason than the fact that they had gathered together on this most holiest of days in the Christian year to worship their risen Savior. We in the West seldom, if ever, give any thought to just how dangerous it is to be a Christian in many parts of our world today. Recent attacks on churches in Egypt, Nigeria, Pakistan, America, and now Sri Lanka demonstrate this sad reality. Most folks in the West never give a moment's thought to how dangerous it is to be a Christian. But it is a reality for so many followers of Jesus in the Middle East, Africa, and in Asia. So why do these Christians still continue to gather together every Sunday to worship the risen Jesus? Well, the truth is, they and all Christians everywhere gather together because we worship a risen Jesus, a Jesus that death could not contain. We worship a Jesus who promises that He is the resurrection and the life, and that all who trust in Him, even though they die, will overcome death. Therefore, death, even violent death at the hands of terrorists, is not the worst thing that could ever happen to us. We know that death is not the end. Death has been swallowed up in victory, Jesus's victory. Yes, we mourn for those who were murdered in this horrific attack, but not as those who have no hope in the resurrection. For these Christians were gathered together to worship the risen Jesus Christ, and because Jesus is the Lord of life, they will have eternal life with Him. We pray for their families, for their loved ones who were left behind, and we pray for all of those who were injured in these terrible attacks, that this Easter message that Christ is risen will comfort them and bring them consolation. And may their deaths serve as an example to us of how seriously we ought to take the faith in Jesus, which we confess, because He is the risen Lord. Let us never take our freedom to worship Him for granted. For as the old saying has it, the church is founded and grows upon the blood of the martyrs. Christ is risen, and ultimately, that's the only thing that matters for these folks and for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, before whom all in heaven and earth shall bow, grant courage that your children may confess your saving name in the face of any opposition from a world which is hostile to the gospel. Help them to remember your faithful people who sacrifice everything and even face death rather than dishonor you when called upon to deny the faith. By your Spirit, strengthen them to be faithful and confess you boldly, knowing that you will confess your own before the Father in heaven, with whom you live and you reign with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.